AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Rose State College near Oklahoma City was briefly on lockdown today. Police say a man shot and killed another man. A suspect is in custody. The police chief says they were acquainted through a domestic situation. He did not elaborate. Rose State College canceled classes for the remainder of the day. Less than a week after settling with Dominion Voting over 2020 election reporting, Fox News announced its parting ways with primetime host Tucker Carlson. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Fox News says the last Tucker Carlson Tonight program was last Friday. It does not say why Carlson is leaving, but thanks him for his service to the network. Carlson did not return a request for comment.
CNN also announced its parting ways with anchor Don Lemon. Lemon says he was fired 2 days after a military evacuation of its embassy from fighting in Sudan. The U.S. is helping private citizens get out. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
This morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it's hard to know exactly how many Americans are in Sudan and how many would want to stay.
I would say some dozens have expressed an interest in leaving.
Hours later, here at the White House,
American citizens have begun arriving in Port Sudan, and we are helping to facilitate their onward travel.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they're traveling in convoys from Khartoum. While there are no American troops on the ground, Sullivan says there are intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets in the sky over the land evacuation route to provide overwatch. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A judge in Mississippi ruled retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre will remain as a defendant in a civil lawsuit that seeks to recover millions of dollars of misspent welfare money that was supposed to help some of the neediest people in the country in Mississippi. Russian-appointed authorities in Crimea say the military fended off a Ukrainian strike on a main naval base. This is AP News. A prosecutor in Florida has ordered an investigation after a homeowner fired shots into a couple's car after they accidentally turned onto his property.
No one was injured in the Fort Lauderdale suburb. It's the latest in these types of shootings across the U.S. 19-year-old Waldez Thomas told WTVJ he was delivering groceries for Instacart and questions why the homeowner didn't just call police instead of putting bullet holes in his car.
Instead of just calling the police and have trespassers on my own, he decided to shoot.
Police found each party justified, the homeowner saying Thomas was driving erratically and ran over his foot. Thomas and his girlfriend, who was with him, saying the address they needed was across the street and they were turning around. The Broward County State Attorney says his office was never notified of the April 15th shooting, and prosecutors will now decide whether charges should be filed. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.